Dear heart dwellers, be sly as a serpent and gentle as a dove. May your ears be open to the instruction of the Lord, and may your hearts receive his courage and grace. He truly is with us, even as we speak. Amen. Well, before I share the message with you, I really want to thank you for responding to the needs of our channel. Many of you have been very kind, and we certainly appreciate it. It makes it possible for us to be faithful to you every day. So a great big thank you to those of you who care so much. And I just want to take a moment here to clarify something so there's no confusion. Yesterday was the teaching, but I really felt that the teaching was from the Lord. When the Lord talks about it here, he talks about it as a message. And that's probably just because I was really sharing from my heart, and he was really behind that teaching yesterday. I just wanted to straighten that out so you'd understand why he referred to yesterday's teaching as a message. I began speaking with the Lord. I said, Jesus, my heart is so pained about yesterday's message. He began, I have wanted to address this, Claire. I've been tugging at you to listen. My children and my brides, have I not warned you that evil was on the increase? I have seen how fragile you all are, falling under pressure. That is why I allowed the weasel to take CERN down. I warned you months ago that things were going to get very, very hard. Every day harder. I was quite serious, but many of you did not pay very close attention, or you had no way of anticipating and knowing what was really going to happen. And some of you have fallen for Satan's deceits and are no longer with us. When I say harder, I mean in every conceivable realm, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, mentally. Yes, evil is on the increase exponentially. I am also releasing graces exponentially. But many of you have not been vigilant and strengthened what remained. So now I'm calling your attention to it. Strengthen what remains. I'm giving you instruction to strengthen you. You're growing. You're growing in grace and stature and in strength against the enemy. You're becoming formidable against the enemy. Continue to grow in this. But you'll only grow if you're vigilant and you don't allow Satan to steal anything from you. Some of you I have allowed to fall because of your pride. It is better for you to see yourself as you now are, while there is time to change. Some of you fell because you were not paying close attention. Some of you fell because you thought you were stronger or smarter, especially here on the channel. You couldn't understand how others could be so ugly and thought to yourselves, I will never do that. Then curiosity led you to listen to their lies. The lies took root and undermined your faith in me. They put cracks in the foundation. Oh, don't you know that this is an invitation to evil? Those very words, not me, I'll never fall. Yes, that is an invitation to the enemy. He sees that you feel secure. He also sees your limitations, so he exploits them. Unless you are highly vigilant and spending sufficient time with me, he can easily outsmart you. That's exactly what has happened here. Certain people didn't realize how vulnerable they were to men's reasonings. They didn't realize they had a bias, an area of scorn, contempt, and bitterness for others, and that opened the door to a fall. Whenever I instruct you, there is a very specific reason. I'm warning you of the enemy's next move. I can see the traps as they are preparing them for you. I can also see your weaknesses. I pinpoint a dynamic every day to warn you of what's coming. If you don't obey, you open yourself to a fall. You cannot outsmart the enemy if you do not follow me in obedience. You are no match for them without me. And when you go out from the sheep pen without me leading you, you are indeed without me, in the sense that I cannot protect you from what you openly pursue against my will. So I gave some very serious warnings beginning in February that evil had increased and would continue to increase as we approached the day and the hour. I told you it would get harder and harder, but I would be with you to help you overcome your trials. I never left you, but some of you left me. Now I say to the new ones on this channel, never take my warnings or instructions to you for granted or take them lightly. Always pay serious heed, because I am preparing you for the snare that has been laid at your feet. And if you obey, you will not be captured. If you are approached by evil behind everyone's back on this channel, do not entertain or try to reason with these people. Many of them have been trained in years of religious arguments to take away your freedom in me. Others are just well-trained trolls, souls for hire that are happy to defame anyone for the right price. Some are atheists and totally blind to the truth. They pose as Christians to capture their audience, but they are full of beguiling and rebellious spirits, and their only motive is to kill, steal, and destroy all the good I've imparted to you in your walk with me. I am ever by your side, continually watching over you, whispering in your ear, "Don't go there. Do this. It would be good if you did that. Don't answer that. Delete it." Yes, I am advising you continually, but my voice is so familiar to you, you actually believe it to be your own. But if you listen very carefully, you'll realize that thought did not originate with you. It came from a different source. So you say, what if it came from the enemy? Well, you'll know that immediately, because you'll lose the peace you had 5 minutes ago. When that happens, the suggestion is from the evil one, rest assured. That is the acid test. Did it leave you in peace or in turmoil? Well, my precious ones, how I dislike to give you a negative message 2 days in a row, but I'm preparing you for the battle that lies ahead, and there's no easy way to do that. Understand that if you have discerned, it is truly me speaking to you through the Still Small Voice channel, and you were contacted by people claiming to want to save your soul. They are either very deceived or hired by the enemy. In any case, they are working for Satan, whether they are aware of it or not. The Pharisees seemed pious and good, but they crucified me. That same spirit is now stalking you on this channel. Forewarned is forearmed. If you post here, you will most likely be targeted by them. Do not reason with them. You cannot reason with a religious spirit. You cannot reason with a bigot. You cannot reason with a Satanist or an atheist. And they will try to draw you into a dialogue by saying something that isn't true to get you to begin your response. You'll go to defend Claire, and then they will have you engaged. The next thing you will lose is your peace. They are very skilled in doing this. Atheists in particular are extremely irrational and have no sense of the realities of this world. I could stand in front of them and make lightning descend from heaven, and they would look at me and say, "Okay, you got me there. How'd you do that?" And they would continue to assert deception on my part, because they are in total darkness and blind. So you see, these are the types that will go behind Claire's back and try to reason with you. I have warned you, dear ones, Now I bless you with the grace to arm yourselves with my instructions and protect the deposit of faith I've entrusted you with. Some of you are being raised up as my frontline warriors, and you are learning invaluable things about your enemy. Understand, that is one of the main reasons this channel is targeted. The enemy is furious that I am teaching you about his tactics. I love you, my bride. I cannot wait to be with you forever.